one thing that I seem to be seeing that looks as though it is so, at least for me, is that nothing is a coincidence, that there are no mistakes, nothing is wrong, in that everything seems to be the way it needs to be in that very moment. So we can certainly see things that we don't want in our life, or doesn't seem to fit or in harmony, and yet there's always something in me that says, and it's not a coincidence that it's there. It's there as part of something. And whether I recognize or not what part it has to play in my life, it has a part to play in my life, whether I see it or not. And more often I can see how it has a part to play in another person's life, but I often don't see it's, oh, that's a strange thing to happen. I wonder what that's about. But that's the word, I wonder what that's about. And that seems to open things up, that everything's happening just the way it's happening is how it, well, there isn't a word, needs to be, or is the maximum potential. And we don't recognize it because we keep wanting things the way we want them to be. But we don't recognize the way things we want them to be is actually a result of our neurosis, where we actually want things to be the way our neurosis wants them to be. And we don't stop and recognize, now this is happening, now what's that about? Or this person is coming into my life, and that's not pleasant. And yet they've come into my life. So what's that about? And being with exactly what is in each moment. And to me that becomes a, yes, wondering, wonder. That there is something else going on. There seems always to be something else going on seemingly many different levels. And then it seems to be saying, and this is it. What is the maximum potential of this very moment? It seems to be my reality now that that is the way it is. And of course I don't know that that is the way it is, but it seems to be that that is the way. Oh, so this needed to happen. Oh, so that person needed an accident. Or that person needed to find out they'd got cancer. Or, and it's, oh, so that person needed to die. That's the way it is. There doesn't seem any question that the way it is the way it is, and nothing is ever wrong. There's no such thing as wrong. Everything is part of, Heraclitus says, the hidden harmony. There is a hidden harmony. Everything is interwoven with everything else. And nothing ever happens in isolation. So the fact that somebody else has an accident and we see it on the television doesn't mean that it's just their thing. Somehow the fact that we saw it, somewhere there's something in there for us. On a practical level, that gets reported every now and again that somebody was watching a survival program on television and then find themselves in a survival situation, and what they saw on television helps them to survive. And in some way, I think that's on every level, everything anybody says or does or what's going on, there's something in there for us. If we would just open up and just be curious and absorb. And then as I've said so often, as though then, when there's no rejection, no againstness, there's an expansion. The contraction dissolves, and there's an expansion, and in the expansion, we become or recognize that we are part of life, that nothing is outside of us, nothing is separate, and nothing is ever against us. When we allow ourselves, we get absorbed into that. And then, as far as I've experienced, the less resistance, which brings about contraction, and contraction brings about a separation, or a seeming separation, that the more we're open and available, less unpleasant things happen. We don't need them, because we're getting the subtle messages, so it doesn't need to build up and build up and hit us over the head with something. If the executive would recognize soon enough that they're in tension, that they're in stress, they wouldn't need the heart attack. But then it's not holding. And if you don't hold, whatever you don't need will drift away. Whatever you need will stay. Whatever you need will come. But it's that holding. And then the messages need to get stronger.